It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, January 28th, 2011. I'm John Moe. You can now make your Facebook account more secure by switching from the HTTP protocol to HTTPS. The S is for secure. Little letter, big difference. We talked about this on the show the other day. In Tunisia, protesters were seeing their accounts hacked, possibly by the government. Facebook switched them all to HTTPS. The hacking stopped. Now you have this option, too. Chet Wisniewski is with the security firm Sophos. Chet, what difference does HTTPS make?
Well, this is a technology that encrypts and secures information when it's in transit over the Internet. So today when you log into Facebook, your password is already encrypted using this technology. And what Facebook's doing is extending that to the entire session.
But if they're already encrypting your password, then they can't get into your account. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is a lot of websites use what's known as a cookie as part of their authentication process to allow the computer to only use that encryption at the beginning when you type your password, and then they just send this little token along every time that you communicate to say that it's John and not Chet that's communicating with the server this time. So if that token isn't protected, I can steal that token and impersonate you. It's sort of like me taking your driver's license and pasting my photo on it.
So if I'm using HTTPS and you're using HTTP, what am I protected from that you're not?
Someone hijacking your information or reading anything you're communicating with Facebook without your permission. So in a cafe environment where you have unencrypted Wi-Fi, and if you're protected, people aren't going to be able to snoop your photos and see your communications and what you're typing into Facebook. Whereas if I haven't chosen this option, my data would be exposed to anybody who wants to read it. It doesn't change any of the internal security matters within Facebook as far as the scam applications or spam messages or clickjacking or any of the other things that are going on. It's simply really there to provide protection against people snooping on you when you're on public Wi-Fi.
So if HTTPS is so great, why isn't everything built that way? Harlan Yu is a PhD student in computer science at Princeton. He's done a lot of research on Facebook privacy.
Secure browsing is more resource intensive for the server, but engineers over time have figured out ways to minimize that cost. And to a much lesser extent, one of the reasons why Facebook took so long to roll out HTTPS is a compatibility issue, as some third-party applications and games on Facebook don't currently support HTTPS.
So if I'm running HTTPS and you're just running the regular old Facebook, are you running significantly faster than me?
No, it actually doesn't slow down the connection that much. Google, for example, started providing the HTTPS option for Gmail in 2008 and turned it on by default for all users in January of last year. They've also launched encrypted web searches as an option for users who want additional security. And based on their experience, it doesn't actually slow down connections as much as people might think, and it's not actually as expensive for Google as people might think.
The HTTPS setting is something you have to choose on Facebook, but both Chet Wisniewski and Harlan Yu recommend you do it. Here's how. Go to Account Settings, then Account Security, and look under Secure Browsing. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. 5 people have been arrested in the UK accused of being part of Anonymous. That's the group that launched online attacks against sites run by companies opposed to WikiLeaks. Meanwhile, Anonymous is thought to be behind new attacks against sites run by the Egyptian government, this amid protests in that country. And Netflix says it will soon allow individual profiles in the same household. So when I watch Netflix through the Wii in my house, I'll see science fiction, while my wife will see anything other than science fiction. That might work out well. And producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
About swears, cartographer Daniel Huffman looked at about 1.5 million tweets that were geocoded. That means their location was given. And he looked for 6 common swears.
Which we won't say here.
He turned it into a map showing where in the U.S. people swear the most.
And the potty mouths are?
All over the Southeast and in lots of cities. Detroit, San Francisco, Chicago.
What a bunch of gall darn monkey flippers.
You know who comes out the cleanest? Utah.
Oh.
And our own Minnesota looks pretty clean too.
Well, yeah, it looks, but that's because he did his research in the spring. If he heard us talk about the weather in January, things might be pretty different. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.